This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 20th of October. I'm Susanna Streeter. The French bank Crédit Agricole has agreed to pay more than $787 million to settle legal problems stemming from US sanctions violations. Crédit Agricole processed billions in transactions through its New York branch on behalf of Sudanese, Iranian, Burmese, and Cuban entities between 2003 and 2008, according to New York financial regulators. The BBC's Michelle Fleury in New York told me more about the payments.
These transactions involved essentially going through the New York branch of Crédit Agricole, and this is where it fell foul, if you like, of US economic sanctions that are imposed against certain countries. We're talking countries including Sudan, Iran, Myanmar, and Cuba. Now, in total, according to the settlement, it seems that there were some 4,000 transactions that actually, over a period of several years, 5 years, went through the New York branch, coming from officers, Crédit Agricole officers from all around the world. And that's why today the bank has agreed, as part of a settlement, to pay a $787 million fine.
What has Crédit Agricole said about who's to blame for this? Will there be any sackings?
Well, apparently most of those involved have since left, although there is one managing director still at the company, and according to this settlement, that person will ultimately leave, but they're not named as part of this deal. All that's said is that the person involved in the scheme who is still employed will leave, and in fact the words are action will be taken to terminate that individual.
Quite strong words there. And of course Crédit Agricole isn't the first bank, is it, to be fined for sanctions violations. HSBC ended up settling for more than twice the amount, $1.9 billion.
No, I mean, I think what we've seen over the last few years in some ways is there has been this pattern where American regulators have clamped down on foreign banks who've been helping their clients essentially evade US economic sanctions. As you say, certainly not the first, but what is happening is that regulators here are in some ways paying closer attention to what's going on. They're looking to clamp down on ways that people are circumventing the laws that are in place, essentially policing existing laws a bit more effectively than they had in the past, and trying to change the behaviour on Wall Street. Now, whether or not these fines send a strong enough signal, I guess we'll find out in 5-10 years' time to see whether or not this sort of behaviour crops up again.
That was the BBC's Michelle Fleury. Well, staying in New York, it's time now to look at how the markets on Wall Street have fared. Earlier, I spoke to Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey, who took me through some of the numbers.
If you look at the Dow Jones today, it was down 9 points, but IBM was 57 points of that. So, the Dow would have been up today had it not been for IBM. And I think, you know, they're still in there. I'm not an IBM analyst or anything, but from what I consider, it seems like they're still in the turnaround story there. And, you know, investors are not giving them much leeway on there.
Overall, what would you say the day was like as far as earnings are concerned? Does it give any indication of the health of the U.S. economy overall?
It was mixed. They're still coming out. I think actually earlier in the morning we had a housing start number, which was better than expected, which we'd think that, you know, you'd think a strong sign for the economy. But, you know, when you look at some of the other sectors like biotech and technology, they were down significantly. You know, biotech is still a problem because of the drug pricing. You know, there's still a lot of political noise right now on whether or not health companies are drug pricing their drugs appropriately. So that sector has been getting beat up a little bit. There was a larger article today in the New York Times talking about how some of these companies were, how they were pricing them. But it's definitely a concern. And people in that sector, which is a highly, it's a momentum-driven sector, they tend to jump quickly. And anytime there's a problem, they'll jump out of there, whether or not it's valued appropriately or not. So it's momentum-based.
Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading with some latest numbers from the financial markets. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.1% at 17,217. And at the end of the day, in London, the 100 share index was down also 0.1% at 63.45.
For more from the world of finance, try Business Daily, one of our most popular podcasts. Go to bbcworldservice.com/businessdaily.